Bienvenidos a SpanishPod101.com. Buenos días, me llamo Lizzie.
Alan here.
Newbie Series Lesson 3.
Who are you? Hi, my name is Alan LaRue and I'm joined here by Lizzie. ¿Cómo te va, Lizzie?
Muy, pero muy bien, Alan. Hello and welcome to the third lesson of the Newbie Series from SpanishPod 101.
Thanks for joining us. Our Newbie Series is designed for those who are new to learning Spanish and who are ready to start from scratch.
We take more time to focus on the basics for anyone starting out in the learning process of the Spanish language.
Come with us to study and learn the language and culture of Latin America and Spain.
And get some helpful tips along the way.
Lizzie, our newbie series is coming along very nicely.
I think so. What did we study in our last lesson, Alan?
Well, in newbie lesson 2, we covered greetings and asking, how are you all?
Right. ¿Cómo están? How are you all? And today, Alan, what do we have for our audience?
Well, Liz, today we have a very practical lesson, one I think is a natural follow-up to how are you all?
And that is?
Who are you?
And what grammar point are we looking at?
Today we're going to be talking about the verb ser, which means to be. Say, Lizzie, would you say ser is a commonly used verb?
Let's just say it would be hard to speak Spanish without it.
Ser. I have to say, one of the most basic and essential tasks that anyone new to the language has is learning how to express being, existence, or the way something is, or the way things are.
Definitely.
Now, before we jump into today's conversation, remember, guys, to reference this lesson with the third regional lessons of the Peruvian, Iberian, and the Costa Rican series in order to really get in closer contact with Spanish as it's spoken in the world.
¿Listos?
Vamos.
Let's get into today's conversation.
¿Quién eres tú?
Yo soy Amanda. ¿Y tú?
Yo soy César. Soy músico.
¡Qué bueno! Yo soy profesora.
¡Qué interesante!
And now, slower.
Una vez más. Esta vez, lentamente. ¿Quién eres tú?
Yo soy Amanda. ¿Y tú?
Yo soy César. Soy músico.
¡Qué bueno! Yo soy profesora.
¡Qué interesante!
And now, with the translation.
Ahora incluiremos la traducción.
¿Quién eres tú?
Who are you?
Yo soy Amanda. ¿Y tú? I am Amanda, and you?
Yo soy César. Soy músico.
I am César. I am a musician.
¡Qué bueno! Yo soy profesora. Great, I am a teacher.
¡Qué interesante!
How interesting. So, César is a musician. What's music like in Latin America, Lizzie?
Well, seeing that Latin America is a very large place, there are a lot of different kinds of music.
What are some of the most popular kinds of music?
Each country has its own kind of folk music, and all over Latin America you can hear salsa, merengue, and a bunch of different fusions of these and other kinds as well.
Aha, I see. So Lizzie, tell me, what's your favorite kind of popular music?
Well, my favorite kind would have to be Latin pop, reggaeton, even Christian music. I have really eclectic tastes.
Really eclectic? From reggaeton to Christian music? That's a pretty broad range. Hey, Liz, I understand that you are a singer.
To tell you the truth, I love singing, but in my house.
A shower singer. Hey, Liz, why don't you give our audience a sample of that beautiful voice of yours?
Oh, thank you. Thank you for that. It's a song written and sung by one of my favorites, Ricardo Montaner. Tan enamorados que así la noche dura un poco más.
Wow, Lizzie, congratulations.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Now, let's focus on how some of the words from today's conversation sound.
Great idea.
So let's begin with...
¿Quién?
Who?
¿Quién? ¿Quién?
Now we'll hear...
Ser.
To be.
Ser, ser.
Next we'll listen to...
Músico.
Musician.
Músico. Músico.
Next we'll hear...
Profesor.
Teacher. Professor.
Profesor. Profesor.
And finally...
¡Qué interesante!
How interesting.
¡Qué interesante! ¡Qué interesante!
Lizzie, we see that the word professor ends with an O-R. Can you tell us a little bit about the formation of this word?
Well, profesor refers to male teacher and profesora with an A refers to a female.
And if we were talking about more than one teacher?
In that case, we would say profesores, adding an ES to the end when we're talking about more than one male teacher. And we would say profesoras, adding an AS to the end when we're talking about more than one female teachers.
That's a great point, and this seems to be the case for all nouns that end in OR in the masculine singular.
I think that would be fair to say.
So, if that's the case, then we could say doctor, doctora, doctores, doctoras, since the word doctor has the same OR ending as profesor.
You got it.
Let's have a look at the usage for some of the words.
Okay, what's the first word?
¿Quién? Lizzie, would you be so kind as to provide us with an example sentence? You can sing it if you want. I'm sure our audience wouldn't mind.
¿Quién eres tú?
Who are you? Now, this example comes right from the conversation, correct?
Yes.
So, how could we translate ¿quién?
We see that the word ¿quién means who.
Okay, how is ¿quién most often used?
It's often used as a question word.
Okay, so other than the question ¿quién eres tú? What other question could we use as an example?
¿Quién es?
Ah, who is it? Good one.
What's our next word, Alan?
Well, our next word is the verb that you said was very important to learn.
Ser.
Aha, that's the one. Ser, to be. How about an example?
Soy de América Latina.
I am from Latin America. Okay, so we see that the verb ser means to be, but this is a different kind of being than that of the verb estar. Right, Liz?
Exactly. In lesson 1 and 2, we looked at estar, which also means to be. Ser has a different meaning.
Which is?
The verb ser refers to permanent states of being, like where you are from or what kind of profession you have, among other things.
Okay, so your example is pretty fitting then. Soy de América Latina. I am from Latin America. That's permanent. That's something you cannot change.
Exactly, just like you will always be Canadian, no matter where you happen to be in the world.
Moving on, next is the word músico. Lizzie, how about an example with músico?
Mi hermano es músico.
My brother is a musician. We can see that músico is a noun that means musician.
Right, and we can see that it is masculine.
How do we know that?
We can tell that by its O ending. This word is closely linked to música, which means music.
Lizzie, when did you get interested in music and singing? Did you always know how to do it?
Since I was a child, I used to listen to the radio frequently.
Ah, really? Probably a lot of people get started that way. Okay, now the last word we're going to look at today is professor. Lizzie, would you give us one more example, please?
El profesor está aquí.
The teacher is here. Now the word profesor sounds an awful lot like professor.
Sometimes it even means professor.
But there's an important distinction, right?
In Spanish, profesor means both teacher and professor. That is, an educator at either the high school or collegiate level.
Okay, great. Now, just a second ago, we heard the example, soy de América Latina. Now, Lizzie, what does América Latina mean?
Buena pregunta. That's a great question and also a difficult one to answer.
Aha, that's just what I'm getting at. This is kind of a hard word to explain, isn't it?
Well, thanks for putting this one on me.
Come on now.
On one hand, America Latina or Latin America refers to the countries in the Americas where the Romance languages are primarily spoken.
And the Romance languages are those that come from Latin, right?
Correcto, right. And on the other hand, the idea of Latin America has a lot to do with the cultural identity of an extensive international community.
Hey, that's a great way to describe it. An extensive international community. I mean, if you even look only at Peru, the cultural variety is tremendous, and that's just in one country. And here we're talking about Latin America, with countries as diverse as Brazil is to Bolivia and Bolivia is to Mexico. Let's have a more thorough look at the grammar used in this lesson.
Okay.
Today, we're going to have a look at the verb ser, which means to be.
Right, and as we've said in newbie lessons 1 and 2, we looked at another verb that means to be,
which would be estar. Now, what's the difference again, Lizzie?
Now, with ser, we describe permanent states of being.
Right. This is the kind of being that we talk about when we say, I am American, for example, or you are a doctor, and Lizzie is a great singer.
A great singer, me. I hope to be in the future. Seriously, I think I will study singing, Alan.
Really, Lizzie? Well, that'll be nice. Okay, guys, let's go back to where this appeared in the conversation. Can you repeat that sentence?
Yo soy Amanda.
I am Amanda. So we can see that being Amanda is not temporary at all.
That is why ser is used.
The word soy is always used to say I am. It is called the first person singular. But there are two other forms of ser, which we're going to look at today. Lizzie, can you give us another example of ser?
¿Quién eres tú?
Who are you? This time the verb ser takes the tú form, eres.
This is the informal you form for the singular.
The word eres is always used to say you are when talking to someone informally.
Notice also that to ask the question, who are you, all you have to do is add quién to the beginning.
Good point. Let's have a look at one more form of the verb ser. Lizzie, would you give us a sample?
Ella es amable.
She is nice. So here, we are talking about she.
So the form of ser that we're using here is es, which is really close to is in English. Es in Spanish, is in English.
Right on, and that's exactly how it's translated, making this form the easiest one to remember. This she form is also used for he and for you when you address someone in a formal way.
So we see that ser refers to permanent kinds of being.
Lizzie, can you think of a good way to remember this?
You can also remember that un ser humano is a human being. So ser refers to an unchangeable kinds of being. You can't be a human one day and a rabbit the next.
I guess not. Well, I'm pretty sure you can't.
The verb estar, on the other hand, refers to changeable kinds of being, like being happy or being sad.
Hey, that's a good distinction, I think. So ser is a being, while estar refers to states of being. You've made it very clear, and I know that it's becoming clearer for our audience. That's it for today's lesson.
Don't forget to check out the lesson transcripts in the PDF at SpanishPod101.com.
Also, visit our forum for your questions, and if you'd like, leave a comment. We'll be happy to respond.
Remember that these lessons are designed to be used in tandem with the language tools in the Learning Center at SpanishPod101.com.
Well, this is the end of today's audio. It's the beginning of the learning process. So, hey, have a triumphant day. Good luck with the studies, and seriously, ask us questions in the forum and in the comments section as if we were talking outside of the classroom after class.
Sigan practicando y creo que también una buena forma, aparte de nuestro forum en Spanish Pod, es escuchar mucha música en español. Chao.
That's right. Listen to lots of Spanish music. Be well, people. Work hard, study hard, learn lots. Chao.